The town of Elfin Cove is cleaning up after that big weekend fire that destroyed the Cove Lodge and Coho's restaurant and bar, displacing about 12 people. As KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports, local residents say it would have been worse were it not for the help from neighboring communities and the Bucket Brigade.
The Bucket Brigade really strikes home.
Deputy State Fire Marshal Bob Plum says Elfin Cove's firefighting effort is another example of how Alaskans pull together to help each other out. Plum arrived about 9 a.m. Saturday to the smoldering devastation. As he walked through the rubble, took pictures, and interviewed townspeople, the origin of the fire became clear, but not the cause. He says it started in the main building of the Cove Lodge in the center of town.
It was located in the lower building. It looks like in a wall assembly between their kitchen and the furnace room. And at this point, it's still under investigation. I don't have a definitive cause yet, but it's definitely not suspicious. It's an accidental fire.
Plum says it will be some time before he knows the exact cause. He's not ruling out faulty wiring, the propane-fired cooking appliances, or oil-fired furnace equipment. Elfin Cove is a boardwalk town with no roads or vehicles. The fire department has only 3 portable pumps on hand trucks that pump water from the harbor. The fire hose on Saturday stretched about 1,000 feet to the burning buildings in the center of the village. Before the blaze was out, at least 100 people had joined the effort. Longtime Elfin Cove resident Mary Jo Wild puts it this way.
Everybody was working in concert toward one end, and people I'd never seen before and will probably never see again put body and heart into this effort to first save what was possible and then to prevent it from spreading. If there'd been any wind, the outcome could have been very different.
Commercial fishermen in the area came to help, and just about everyone in town grabbed something to fight the fire. Extinguishers, garden hoses, some ran the small pumpers, but it was the Bucket Brigade that's made news throughout the panhandle. Fire Chief Mike Nelson says buckets were the logical tool.
Everybody here, since there are no roads, has a lot of buckets. We move everything with hand trucks and carry things in buckets, so everybody keeps them.
Nelson says the brigade began at the harbor, and a line of at least 70 people stretched some 800 feet to the burning buildings.
We were able to keep that fire knocked down enough for the hoses to be trained up at the higher fires. The people lined up and swung buckets all the way up. It was just amazingly fast. It moved as much water with those buckets, I would think, as the biggest pump was doing.
Despite that, Nelson says the town did not have the equipment to save itself. Relief came from its neighbors. Gustavus firefighters arrived before 5:30 a.m., followed by Pelican and Huna. All brought pumpers, hoses, and manpower, and the Huna crew stayed through Sunday, knocking out hot spots and mopping up. The fire chief has a message of thanks for those who made the trip to Elfin Cove to help out.
We didn't have the means to fight this fire on our own, and things would have been way worse without them. I don't think they could have been. They would have been worse, and our thanks are heavy to them.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.